Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lee, I opened the show yesterday with a long list of the sex offenders, illegal immigrant sex offenders already caught in Charlotte.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't have enough time in the segment to complete the list. It's Operation Charlotte's Web. Yet to listen to Democrat officials out of Charlotte, you would think they cannot do without their illegal immigrant sex offenders. And here's the problem. Every one of them had an ICE hold. An ICE detainer. In other words, they were arrested, made bond. I said, please, let us pick them up for you. They don't need to rape any more women, children, you know, just the terrible things that they had done. Some of them have drugs, gun running, human trafficking, you know, the usual. And the Charlotte sheriff said, no, we're going to let them out on the street so we can all be together. And they did. So ICE has to go in and round them up. If you do not want ICE on your streets, do not release illegal immigrant sex offenders. Then you know what? They just ride right up to the jail, pick them up, take them away. So look what these liberals are doing. They release really dangerous people, and then they scream, ICE is here, it's not fair. Well, why is ICE here? Well, because you released them. That's why. They've got to hunt them. You made them do that. I mean, look at this just alone. November 13th. It's just one of the press releases I have. ICE and the state of Florida arrest 230 criminal alien sex predators. Okay, so this is just the sex predators and violent criminals in a 10-day operation. That's it. 230. 10 days. And that's a state where they're not releasing them. But I want you to look at the choice that Charlotte has made here. This is from a local newscast. A staggering 190,000 out of 900,000 people who live in Charlotte are foreign born. That's roughly 20% for those of you on Common Core math.
Tonight, Charlotte, North Carolina is the latest city to see a surge in immigration enforcement. Officers today started detaining people. The city is made up of more than 900,000 people, including more than 150,000 who are foreign-born, according to officials. Local leaders object to the federal force, saying it instills fear and uncertainty.
Okay. This is the size of the foreign-born population that accumulates in these sanctuary cities. Charlotte is a sanctuary city. Fully 17% of the kids who are in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system did not show up to school yesterday. That's 20,000.
Wow.
And they're saying this, they believe it's the ICE raids. You know, just ICE being in town. People are showing the South End, which is... you know, I lived there for many years. It's very, very Hispanic. You walk in there, a lot of the businesses, they're speaking Spanish, not English. And they were sending video and putting it up on X. It's incredible. The streets are just absolutely vacant. It's eerie looking, actually. This is the foreign-born population size. Now, you may say, because Americans are such good people, Lee. Wow, you know, those kids didn't come to school. They must be scared. I feel so bad. Maybe we should just keep all these people. There's a price for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the American people need to understand what it is. I mean, if you want to keep them, you would say we want to keep them all, including the sex offenders, because Democrats want to keep them and they will not separate them out. They will let them go. But okay, if you want to keep all of these people, you feel bad for them. They just wanted a better life anyway. What is the price? Two words. Zoe, Ron, Mom, Donnie. You do amnesty. There's going to be a Zoe, Ron running every city like Charlotte. It's not just going to, it's already spreading, by the way, Lee. New York, now we got one in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, well, those are just liberal places. You flip that amnesty switch, it's going to be Charlotte. And the cartels will come with them. You see what's going on in Mexico right now? Yeah, there are kids courageously, young people, in the streets risking their lives, protesting the murders. 21 murders under Claudia Sheinbaum. She's done nothing. Why? Cartel did them all. And they're high-ranking political officials who just weren't on the cartel payroll.
Yeah, or candidates, yeah.
Yeah, and this is in 13 months. Cartel kills a high-ranking... I mean, these are like governors of, you know, of provinces, mm-hmm. of, I forget what they call provinces of Mexico.
Right.
These are not, like, and some of them are councils. Yes, a lot of them are mayors. I mean, these are high-ranking people. This is what you choose if you want to keep these people, because they will vote socialist. They will. Look at the polling CNN has. Donald Trump down 38 points with Hispanics. Oh, no, maybe he should stop. Well, what Hispanics? Hispanic adults. Oh, Hispanic adults. Not Hispanic voters? No, Hispanic adults. Okay, so the illegal immigrants. That's who you polled? Because you didn't differentiate whether they're registered to vote.
Right.
And a lot of them are, by the way.
Yeah.
Not their own fault. They're auto-registered with motor voter when they interact with the federal government to collect all the benefits they live off of. That's the price, guys. And I know Americans have big hearts. And when they hear that 17% of the school population did not show up yesterday for fear of ICE, when they hear 150,000 out of over 900,000 in Charlotte, think, oh, we don't want to uproot them. The price is over on Mom Donnie. That's the price.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They will vote for this. That is why they are here. And look what you're seeing. After this election, when Trump did better with Hispanics than anyone has ever done, Republican, I mean, he only lost him by between five and six points, right? One of the big reasons he won. Our side said, see, they'll vote with us. They're with us forever. No, they're not. That's why the Democrats brought them here. They voted for socialism and cartel control in their own country. They voted for it. They will do it here. That's why they were brought here. I wish it wasn't that way. I do. I wish we could take in every person in the world who's struggling so they could have a good life, because life is short. But we can't, because we will damn our children to live the way that they do. Let me show you what's going on here, Lee. This is crazy. Red State headline: Democrats doubling down on socialism. Wait, what? Even Hakeem Jeffries can't win anymore. He's got a Democrat Socialist of America endorsed candidate that's going to run against him. Currently on the New York City Council, walks around in a skirt. He's a Buddhist, he says, and a socialist. And I mean, his skirt is cute, I will admit. Like, I would totally buy that. But that's what you're looking at. That's who's going to rule you. And they will not be nice. They will censor us. You will lose every right you have in the Bill of Rights, and your kids will too. That's the price. So look, you look at that 17%, their kids, they didn't come to school. The Charlotte Observer is pulling out, the tears and crying and the tissue, and these kids are terrified. And I hate it. I hate that Joe Biden brought him here. It wasn't fair, but that's the price. We have to begin to make hard decisions in America. We've never had to make hard decisions before. We are a spoiled, soft people who are on the verge of losing everything and do not even realize it. Don't even realize it. So, folks, understand this. When Hakeem Jeffries is too moderate, is too moderate for the Democrat base, he is a hardcore left radical. I mean, he just tried to extract $200 billion for free legal immigrant health care. He wants to socialize medicine. And he's too soft for them? Okay. But we tell ourselves, oh, that's just New York. No, it's going to be Charlotte. With that population, 150,000 out of 900, that's Orrin Mondani win right there. That's Democrats, moderate Democrats can't win there anymore. You will be ruled by him. It's going to be every city. And this state flips to purple. Or we get him out now. One of the two. It's going to get violent. It's going to get bloody. And the cartel will start to kill here, just like it does in Mexico. That's coming too. But we're going to have to just bat down the hatches. And by the way, we're going to have to keep Trump straight. Because it's going to get hard. And when he gets hard, he doesn't like to be unpopular. We're going to have to whip him into shape because there is no other alternative. But I don't trust anyone but Trump to do it, Lee. He's the only one who can do it. He's the only one who will do it. And we have to do it now because we are running out of time. Did you see this Maine Democrat running for Senate? He not only wants to remake the Supreme Court. By the way, he's got a Nazi tattoo on his chest.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, he says he's an Antifa super soldier is what he says.
Ooh.
And he was leading in the polls till his racist comments came out. I mean, he's a Nazi, so you got to expect he's going to say racist things. But he's also a Marxist communist. He says it's not good enough to pack the court. We have to remove the Supreme Court justices who are conservative.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Which they can do, by the way.
Yes.
That's the price. Get them out now or they will be voting. And I hate it, but it's where we are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.